दोस्तों, SBS हिंदी पर मैं आपकी मुलाकात अक्सर करवाती हूँ युवा प्रतिभा से या फिर कुछ खास, कुछ अलग की हुई व्यक्तियों से, प्रतिभा से। तो आज आपको सुनवाने जा रही हूँ सिटीजन ऑफ द ईयर के तौर पर पुरस्कृत की गई और एबोरिजिनल समुदाय के लिए कार्यरत महिला अचीवर आशा भाट के साथ हुई मेरी मुलाकात के मुख्य अंश। आशा भाट भारत के बैंगलोर शहर में पली बड़ी हैं। वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया के ग्रेट सर्दर्न प्रदेश के छोटे से शहर अल्बनी में रहने वाली आशा भाट की कहानी वाकई प्रेरक है। आशा सर्दर्न एबोरिजिनल कॉरपोरेशन की सीईओ हैं। वो बताती हैं कि उनकी संस्था करीबन 3,900 नुनगार लोगों का प्रतिनिधित्व करती हैं। वो इस एबोरिजिनल समुदाय को तालीम, रोजगार पाने के लिए अवसर प्रदान करती हैं, साथ ही में कानूनी सहाय, हाउसिंग, घरेलू हिंसा जैसे मुद्दों पर उन्हें सलाह भी देती है। अगर एक ही शब्द में कहें तो उनके सशक्तिकरण के काम में वो जुटी हुई हैं।
Basically, you know, I work for Southern Aboriginal Corporation, and Southern Aboriginal Corporation provides affordable housing and employment and training and also some social programs to Aboriginal people of Great Southern Region. And, you know, we represent 3,900 Noongar people of Great Southern part of Western Australia. I have taken the role of Chief Executive Officer in 2013, and then, you know, under the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, a lot of funding did not come to Indigenous organization. Lot of Indigenous organization, there was lot of cut in funding, and then lot of people lost funding. But under my leadership, I made sure that, you know, I competed with the mainstream agency and made sure we fulfilled all the requirements to get that funding.
सदर्न एबोरिजिनल कॉरपोरेशन की सीईओ होने के साथ साथ आशा अन्य संस्थानों की बोर्ड ऑफ मेंबर भी हैं।
इन एन एक्चुअल फैक्ट इन वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया कंपेयर्स पुअरली टू अदर स्टेट अराउंड फीमेल रिप्रेजेंटेशन इन लीडरशिप रोल्स एंड यू नो वीमेन फेस यू नो अनदर लेयर ऑफ बैरियर इट्स प्रीटी हार्ड बीइंग अ वुमन एंड बीइंग द लीडर ऑफ द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन टू बिकॉज द इंडस्ट्री दैट वर्क यू नो इट्स very heavily dominated by male. I'm the vice president of Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and I'm also a committee member of Community Housing Industry Association Board. And also, you know, I do actively participate in different private schools as well, and I would like to mentor young girls to take up the leadership positions.
अगर आशा की कहानी या आशा के ऑस्ट्रेलियन अनुभव की बात की जाए तो वो आम माइग्रेंट की कहानी से बिल्कुल मिलता जुलता है, लेकिन आशा कहती हैं कि अगर कुछ करने की चाह हो, आपको पता हो कि आपको जीवन में कुछ पाना है, कुछ अचीव करना है, तो आपके लिए कुछ भी असंभव नहीं है। उन्होंने अपनी कहानी बताते हुए कहा कि
We moved to Australia in 2004. And initially we arrived to Sydney. I got my sister in Sydney. We stayed with her for some time. But then, you know, my husband Vivek got a job in Adelaide in his line of expertise. So we moved to Adelaide. Then I got into employment. Initially it was very challenging, you know, getting to know the culture, getting to know the working style. It was a challenge, but every challenge is an opportunity. So for any migrants, you know, it's about researching and understanding the job market. So even if you have come from, you know, different background, you know, if you would like to change your career, it's about researching and looking in the paper and also in on the website as to what jobs are available, whether it is a right fit for me, and then updating skills. And that's what I did. You know, I was a school teacher in India. I looked at accounting job, so I updated my skill. I enrolled into Master of Accounting program with the University of South Australia. Once I got the job, you know, it's about for any migrant, you know, because we need to do the extra mile. So I did the extra mile to consolidate my position within the organization. So once you consolidate your position within the organization, it's about looking for opportunities, what opportunities are available to move up the ladder. And that's when, you know, I took an assistant accountant position. And in 2008, my husband got a better role in Department of Agriculture, so we moved to Albany in 2008. Initially, I joined as an accountant in a small accounting firm, but then, you know, I wanted to give back something to the community. So I wanted to work within the not-for-profit sector. So I joined Southern Aboriginal Corporation in 2008, and after that, I haven't looked back. I moved up my ladder. I was a finance officer, but then, you know, it's about, you know, knowing about the culture and also wanting to do more for the disadvantaged people, which I'm passionate about. So I then took the position of finance manager. And then, you know, with all my passion, which I worked, and I was rewarded, and I was given a position of chief executive officer of Southern Aboriginal Corporation.
Asha ye kehti hai ki racism ka anubhav, yani ki नस्लवाद का अनुभव उन्हें भी हुआ है, लेकिन वो कहती है कि अगर कोई भी व्यक्ति आत्मविश्वास के साथ और बड़ी दृढ़ता के साथ उसका मुकाबला करे तो वो कुछ पल के लिए ही होता है या उसकी अवधि बहुत ही कम होती है। जब लोग आपको जानने लगते हैं, आपको समझने लगते हैं, तो आपको आदर देते हैं।
Yeah, I think, you know, there is always branding about Indians. There is a stereotypic behavior, and that's where, you know, you need to involve in different activities and, you know, get to know more people. And once, you know, you can prove that, you know, you are able to do leadership and take leadership position, and they get convinced. And I face racism all the time too, but, you know, I have the way. I ask for mutual respect, make sure that, you know, to make them aware we come from a country, we have wealth of knowledge, and we are here to achieve the common objectives.
दोस्तों, अंत में तो यही आशा करते हैं कि आशा को उनके करियर में ढेरों सफलता मिले, वो समुदाय के लिए इससे भी बढ़िया काम कर पाएं। और आपको ये अंश कैसा लगा, हमें SBS हिंदी के फेसबुक के माध्यम से जरूर बताइएगा।